Here's your midday brief from Monday, November 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. General Motors says it'll recall nearly 6 million vehicles with airbag inflators made by Takata. The move comes after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration rejected GM's petition to exclude certain trucks and SUVs from the recalls. Takata filed for bankruptcy in 2017 after its faulty airbags were linked to deaths and injuries. The Trump administration is pushing for an alliance among Western nations to take a harder stance against Beijing's trade practices. Under the proposed plan, when China boycotts imports, allied nations would agree to purchase the goods or provide compensation. Alternatively, the group could jointly agree to assess tariffs on China for the lost trade. The plan faces several hurdles. In particular, it would need the incoming Biden administration's endorsement to move it forward. And despite the surge in coronavirus infections and tightening restrictions, business activity in the U.S. accelerated over the past month, driven by an increase in new orders and employment in the service sector. Meanwhile, the European economy is set to contract in the fourth quarter as coronavirus lockdowns hit its dominant service sector. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.